It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. 84 members of the new House of Representatives are freshmen, meaning they're newly elected. Some, however, are not freshmen for the first time. Florida Democrat Alan Grayson, for example, was a freshman 4 years ago and made a name for himself with biting comments about Republicans like this one during the health care debate.
If you get sick, America, the Republican health care plan is this. Die quickly.
The national attention Grayson received for remarks like that did not help him at the end of his first term when he failed to win re-election. But now, after a two-year break, Alan Grayson is back, a freshman once again, as NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami.
In Orlando, Florida, about 50 people, mostly members of the area's large Puerto Rican community, gathered recently for a candlelight vigil.
Everybody take a candle now and start lighting it up.
They were there to draw attention to the gun violence claiming lives in Puerto Rico, Florida, and Newtown, Connecticut. One of those speaking was the area's incoming congressman, Alan Grayson, who said the first step towards stopping violence is overcoming community apathy.
And that, in the end, is the only and the only true solution to our problems. The people united can never be defeated. The people united can never be defeated.
It's a chant more often heard from labor organizers than congressmen. Although he was out of Congress for 2 years, Alan Grayson never really went away. He continued fundraising and working for progressive causes and was a regular guest on MSNBC and other cable channels. In November, he easily won in a newly drawn district that's 40% Hispanic. Grayson says that's because his progressive views appeal to his Latino constituents.
They have social needs that generally mean that they ally themselves with progressive forces, and in many cases represent and embody those progressive forces. Many of the most liberal members of the incoming Congress right now, the new members of Congress, are Hispanics.
Like many Floridians, Alan Grayson is originally from up north, New York. He worked his way through Harvard, earning a law degree and master's in public policy. Before entering politics, he made millions as the head of a telecommunications company and as an attorney who prosecuted contract fraud cases against defense contractors. Grayson says the reason he's developed a national following is, in his words, "I just say what others are thinking." As for example, about the prospects that the House might pass gun control legislation in the next session, he's skeptical.
I think many Republican members of Congress are afraid that if they supported anything resembling reasonable gun control, they would lose the next primary. And the NRA would see to it that they lost the next primary.
It's those kind of unvarnished comments that in his first term made Grayson a hero to many liberal Democrats and a villain to many conservative Republicans. In 2008, he won in a traditionally Republican district in a Democratic wave that elected President Obama. 2 years later, he lost his bid for re-election by a wide margin. David Wasserman, an analyst with Cook Political Report, says in this year's successful election bid, Grayson's campaign seemed to tone down his activist image.
Is there a chance that he's a more civil member over the next 2 years? I think only time will tell. But there are some indications that he's a wiser person for having won and lost before.
As for toning down his comments once he returns to Washington, Grayson says, don't count on it. For example, here's what he had to say when I asked him if he thought Republicans could successfully appeal to Hispanic voters.
No, because for every Hispanic vote they pick up, they'll lose 4 or 5 racist votes. The Republican Party has been, in many respects, with all due respect, the party of racism in this country, going back to the time of Nixon. I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Grayson says he sees things in black and white. On bipartisanship, he says Americans shouldn't be fooled into thinking it's a magic wand that can bridge the gap between the two parties. This term, for the first time, Grayson joins the Democratic leadership in the House, winning the job of regional whip. Surely that calls for him to change his style.
Well, let me put it this way. I know how to handle the whip.
Okay. Well, does that somehow suggest you'll need to be more moderate in terms of your approach to people or to...
Is that how you see people who wield whips as moderates? That's interesting. I never really thought of it that way. I'll have to give that some thought.
Grayson says the main way in which this term will be different from his first stint in Congress is that he's now in a safe district. He beat his opponent by 25 points, which means he's likely to be there for some time to come. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.